Welcome to The Curative Way on the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Vanessa Finney. Every year, the Ashland New Plays Festival encourages playwrights in the creation of new theater and offers educational forums to the community. Its international competition culminates in the fall with the stage reading of the work of several finalists, and this year's festival dates are set for October 15th through the 19th in Southern Oregon University's Main Stage Theater. Here to talk about it in the studio is Jackie Apodaca, the festival's artistic director, and on the phone we have Victor Lesniewski, one of this year's host playwrights. Welcome to you both.
Hello.
Hello.
Jackie, the Fall Festival is the most visible part of ANPF, but the work really goes on all year long, right? At the heart of it all, you have these volunteer readers combing through hundreds of submissions. I think you had 350 this time around. They winnow it down to about a dozen, and you ultimately choose the four finalists to be staged for the public. And since the deadline to apply for being a reader is October 19th, tell us about your community of readers and who you think might be eligible to join it.
Yeah, well, eligibility is anyone is eligible, and we're open to folks who love plays, folks who are interested in reading plays, and folks who are looking for community that's revolving around theater. So the reason that I'm the artistic director for this organization is completely because of this reading process, which I believe in and think is actually very unique and special. There is no other New Works Festival or festival in general that has a process like this. So the readers begin their work at the end of the year with some trainings about how to read plays, how to analyze scripts, and then they go into the year in January reading, yes, all 350 submissions. And I want to be clear about that. We have 350 submissions this year because that's our cap. We met that cap. We have to set a cap because we have so many submissions. We met that cap within a week.
Oh, wow.
This year. The call for the submission call opens, and within a week this year, we had all had 350 and had to close. And, you know, years past, 10 years ago, it would take us a month to receive that many scripts. But our reputation has grown, and playwrights are starting to understand that ANPF is a place that you can bring new work and have a great opportunity and a great experience. So the readers themselves work almost like a series of book groups where they're meeting with their small reader group. We've got about 70 readers. They don't all meet together every time. They meet in their small groups and discuss these plays, 20 to 25, 30 plays each round. There's several rounds, the first round and then the second round. And then they sort of vote the plays up or down, almost like a Reddit vote, you know, up or down. Like, yeah. Yes, this one goes up, that one goes down. And they're doing that after intense discussions in their groups where they're arguing about what makes a good play, which one is the best, and why. And so there's a lot of investment and care put into the selection of those 12 finalists.
I love it. And Victor, this festival goes beyond presenting plays and reading plays. It also invites writers in the community to flex their own creativity. Yeah. Now, one of your duties, as I understand it, as host playwright, is co-leading the playwriting workshop. So tell us about that event and how people can get involved.
Great. Yeah, I believe... and maybe Jackie, once I'm done, you can chime in about how to get involved. I believe there's just a link to sign up on the website. But yeah, it's a great opportunity. Anyone local in the area who wants to just, you know, sort of learn a little in a quick, fun way, or hone your skills, or if you've never been exposed to playwriting before. Ellen, the other host playwright, and I, we're going to talk a little bit about structure. We're going to do some activities. Ellen's going to do lead some creative writing that'll dive a little bit more into character. So we're going to try to, you know, do a quick overview to cover a lot of craft things that playwrights have to think about every time they sit down to write a play. And it'll be familiar to some folks who have some experience writing. And if you don't have any experience writing, but you'd like to dip a toe in, it'll be fun and easy for you as well. So I think it's a tight 2 hours, but we're gonna have a lot of fun. And Ellen and I will be available for questions and just to chat about writing process and anything. So anyone out there who's interested in that at all, please do come by. We'd love to meet you and chat.
And they'll be in good hands. Just by way of some more bio from you about you, Victor Lesniewski was the only American to be shortlisted for the inaugural Theater 503 Playwriting Award, which included six writers culled from over 1,600 applicants. He also sits on the Dramatists Guild's Diversity, Equity, Inclusion, and Access Committee. Victor, another question. Two of your works have been read at ANPF, Cold Spring and The Hunt for Benedetto, is it Montone?
Montone, yeah.
Montone. Give us and any aspiring playwrights who might be listening some insight into your experience of that process.
Well, as Jackie was saying, in terms of the reading committee, it's just a lovely, unique festival, ANPF, and it's an ode to the community, really, that as a playwright, you come into this community and you're surrounded by a town that's really, you know, theater driven in a way, and that really uplifts theater and uplifts creativity. And the reading committee in and of itself, as Jackie had explained, knows the plays so well and has potentially argued about your play in depth with fellow members of the committee. And so you're really, as a winner and as a playwright who's being presented, you're coming into this community where a lot of folks really already know your play in depth and really want to have deeper discussion with you. And it's a rare opportunity for a playwright. A lot of times development workshops are run by an institution and you can get a lot out of it. But when you present to the public, it's sort of their first time engaging with you or your piece. And here you're sort of already set up in the community in a really lovely way. So I feel like it's an opportunity to go a little deeper. It's an opportunity to get even deeper feedback from a community that really knows plays, is really sharp, and really wants to discuss not just you and your work, but also deeper themes. There's always, I feel like the plays at ANPF always have a deeper humanity under them that you know, we're talking about sociopolitical issues, but it's always personal and human in a really lovely way that just you know, drives conversation, which I think as a playwright, you know, is most of the time is the goal. You know, we're trying to drive conversation, trying to engage people with our real world, even though it's world of the play.
Yeah, and it's sounds like a place for passionate readers and writers. You're listening to The Creative Way on the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking about the Ashland New Plays Festival, an international playwright competition that culminates in the stage reading of four new plays every October at Southern Oregon University. My guests are artistic director Jackie Apodaca and host playwright Victor Lesniewski. So getting to your point, Victor, attendees have described ANPF as consistently moving theater forward through either the topics they're addressing, their approaches to storytelling, talking about social changes. So let's get into the centerpiece of the festival, the four plays that audiences will see read this month. Jackie, let's start with you. Can you describe a couple of the finalists that we'll see? I know you're directing Better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, by Vince Gatton. And just to clarify, these are the four winners of the festival, finalists. We have four winners every year as opposed to four finalists and one winner. And, you know, with 350 submissions, we could have 12 winners if we had the resources, the time. There are so many wonderful plays that are coming in every year. And that is why the readers are so vehement in their arguments, because number 7, number 14, you know, why can't we see this one?
Yeah.
So Better by Vince Gatton, I don't want to give anything away, so I'll be fairly vague about this play, but it centers on a meatpacking plant. And two women at the center, two middle-aged women, have been working on this plant for a long time, and they're having their sort of very human arguments and aspirations. But as the play goes on, we learn a little more about the meatpacking plant, which maybe is in the future somewhere. So what is this meat?
Soylent Green comes to mind.
Yes.
Okay, and another one. How about the one called Pretend It's Pretend?
Pretend It's Pretend deals with the themes of safety and care and parenting. And in a world in which many parents are afraid to send their kids to school because of gun violence, this play looks at that from a completely different angle, sort of the sense of how can you protect someone you love and what if you can't.
Right. How does a playground figure into that story?
Yeah, you've seen this, the sort of seesaw on the poster. The play centers on the idea or on a character who is a father and whose daughter was injured on a playground and who has now taken their profession and their life and dedicated that towards creating very safe playground equipment because his daughter was injured falling off of something that was too higher than the critical fall distance.
Mm.
And so the conflict between how can we make safe playground equipment and this a world in which children are being taught to do gun drills, drills for gun safety in case there's an active shooter, and how does that dissonance come together?
Okay. Victor, let's bring you in to describe the remaining two winners. How about Tipping Point?
Yeah, so this is a great example sort of what I was sort of referring to in that a lot of the plays that I think do very well at ANPF, and as you said, kind of you know, folks have said push us forward, right, as community and in our discussions, are plays that sort of have a central idea or a central sociopolitical thing, but then find the humanity around the environment of that topic, right? And so Tipping Point is, I think, very much like that. It's, climate change is sort of the backdrop, and it's discussed in certain ways. But it's a play that's very relationship based, very human based, and it becomes as it evolves a play about you know how we decide to live or die, how we decide to move on from things, how we decide to love, who we choose to love and why. And so there's a lot of larger emotional thematic things going on in the play that are made very personal by the backdrop of like a kind of a radical climate change event where these things are forced to the character's presence.
Okay. Yeah. Grappling with big issues there. And then in about a minute, can you describe the play In Case of Bruising?
Yes. Thank you. I'm never very succinct, but I will be.
There's so much to talk about.
Thank you for your patience with me. Yes, no, this one is a really, really lovely play, very lyrical. It's about domestic violence in a way, but again, through a slightly different lens. It's through the view of three children and how the domestic violence in their life is reflected and refracted back toward them and through them. And so it's very touching. It's very poetically indirect in a way that's really lovely. And I think that can also, again, kind of drive conversations around this topic that's so important in communities, but through a different angle and through a different way of talking and thinking about it.
All right. That sounds terrific. And Jackie, a minute for you now. A fun part of this festival is always, at least for our local community, is how we draw from local talent. So what familiar actors can we expect to see this year?
In Pretend It's Pretend, you can expect to see Amy Kim Waski, who is currently performing in Merry Wives of Windsor at Oregon Shakespeare Festival. Oh, and Linda Alper, who is currently in Importance of Being Earnest, also at OSF. And Lini Desanayake, who is also in Importance of Being Earnest, who is working on Tipping Point. So those are folks that are currently down the block, who you could see down at this end of the block with AMPF. We also are bringing back quite a lot of actors who have been in the festival in the past, including Mia Morris and others. People who have come to the festival many times will recognize a lot of the actors. We do cast actors locally and primarily from OSF ranks, but we also bring in folks from around theater hotspots in the country, New York and LA, et cetera.
Terrific. And some of your plays find a path to OSF, and I'll talk about that with Tim Bond a little later this month. Jackie and Victor, it was great talking with you this morning. Best wishes for the festival.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
I'm Vanessa Finney for The Creative Way on the Jefferson Exchange. My guests were Jackie Apodaca, Artistic Director for the Ashland New Plays Festival, and Victor Lesniewski, one of this year's two host playwrights. This year's festival is set for October 15th through the 19th in Southern Oregon University's Main Stage Theater. And that's it for today's Jefferson Exchange. JeffExchange.org is our website where you can find these conversations and more, and you can subscribe to our shows wherever you get your podcasts.